Shomondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
You boys ever met a real country girl? I'm talking true blue. Out in the woods. Down home. She's a hot little number in her pickup truck. Daddy sweet money done jacked it up. She's a party all nighter from South Carolina. A bad mamma jamma from down in Alabama. She's a raging Cajun lunatic from Brunswick. Juicy Georgia peach with a Southern drawl, sexy swinging wall, brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. From the song she plays to the prayer she prays, that's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Brother, she's country. Hell-raising sugar when the sun goes down. Mama taught her how to rip up the town. Honey tripping honey from the holler in Kentucky. Get you flipping kind of trippy like a Mississippi hippie. She's a Kansas princess, crazy mother trucker, undercover lover. Thick southern drawl, sexy swinging walk. Brother, she's all country. From her cowboy boots to her down home roots, she's country. That's the way she was born and raised. She ain't afraid to stay country. Nothing but country.
Sexy swinging ball.
Oh, show 'em how a country girl does it one time now.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're Real Country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. No bail for the suspect accused of gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last week. Luigi Mangione's defense attorney in Pennsylvania says his client will fight extradition to New York. Police speculating Mangione had a grudge against the healthcare industry and but he's being seen by some as a hero, says ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Mangione's case has become a cause, with admirers posting videos like this on Instagram. A social media profile gained hundreds of thousands of followers after his arrest, and the police department that arrested Mangione has been threatened.
Weather conditions are forecast to improve in Southern California. Quieter Santa Ana winds should help firefighters battle the Franklin Fire in Malibu. So far, 2,700 acres have burned. President-elect Donald Trump picking Andrew Ferguson as the next chair of the Federal Trade Commission. Senator Ron Johnson has been nominated to be ambassador to Mexico. Kimberly Guilfoyle as ambassador to Greece. This is ABC News.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with 7 proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's bioptimizers.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compere Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compere Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compere.com. Compere Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Milk Business Conference with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, January milk down 13 to 1924, February down 3 to 1930, March up 8 to 1944, April up 12 to 1928. Cheese markets, barrels down a quarter to 168 and three quarters, 40-pound block steady at 173. Two trade a barrel, no trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 253, no trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 138 and a quarter, two trades on the day. Dry whey up 1.5 to 73 even. Two trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moved mostly higher. A $1 to $2 jump in cash markets helping to support live and feeder cattle markets, while hog markets were mostly lower on technical pressure as the market support failed due to continued pressure from a lack of consumer demand. December live cattle up 205 to 189.85. January feeder cattle up 152 to 257.32. December hogs up 2 cents, however, to 82.92. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets mostly higher. The WASDE report had the outlooks for greater corn used for ethanol, larger exports, and lower ending stocks. Soybeans also removing mostly higher after the WASDE report is forecasting soybean supply and use projections to stay unchanged, and that is actually helping to support the markets. While wheat markets, they were mostly higher on slightly larger supplies, unchanged domestic use, but increased exports and some lower ending stocks, that all helping to support wheat. December corn up 6.5 to 440.5. New crop up 2.5 to 441.75. January beans up 4.75 to 994.75. New crop up 5 to 1009.75. December wheat up 3/4 to 542. Minneapolis wheat March up 3.25 to 606.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more. Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.92, January $3.95, new crop $3.82. Cash beans $9.15, January $9.20, February $9.15, new crop $9.20. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash and January corn 409, February 409, March 411. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 409, January 409. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 396, new crop 391, cash beans 914, new crop 934. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 397, new crop 392, cash beans 910, new crop at 920. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 422, April 437, May 438, new crop 402, cash beans 971, April 974, May 976, new crop 951. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 396, new crop 383, cash beans 923, new crop 936. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 180 to 199, Holstein fed cattle 162 to 173, market cows 82 to 123, bulls 121 to 150, calves 200 to 970, beef steers 212 to 400, Holstein steers 185 to 320. Sheep markets, market lambs 160 and down, ewes light lambs 175 and down, ewes 85 and down, rams 75 and down. Goat markets, does 200 and down, and bucks 200 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder cattle sold up to 320. Meanwhile, beef heifers sold up to 230. Finished beef steers 180 to 192. Finished beef heifers 180 to 192.50. Finished dairy steers 165 to 172. Market cows 93 to 140. Market bulls 125 to 151. That is a check of markets reporting from the Milk Business Conference. I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be windy and cold with falling temperatures today. We're going to drop down to around zero by late this afternoon. The wind, northwest gusting to 35, will keep the wind chill below zero all day. Tonight, breezy, clear, four below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of seven above. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He sends her roses and lands he composes. Things a lady loves. Well, he's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder. If life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself whenever I start thinking back. He says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? When she gets down, well, he's always around her. He makes her smile again. He mends her heartaches, remembers her birthday. Tries to be a friend. Now that she's gone, I know what I did wrong. It's all so simple and fast. He says he wants her, can't live without her. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. It could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sings her love songs and tells her his love's strong. Things she needs to know. He tries to please her, calls for no reason, just to say hello. He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. And I never will get her back. Did my best, thought of everything else. Why didn't I think of that? Ooh, I've been watching every move that he makes. Ooh, I've been thinking, oh, it could have been different somehow. If I'd known what I know now. He sends her roses and lines. Things a lady loves. He's there to hold her when she needs a shoulder. If life gets too rough. Oh, now that she's left, I keep kicking myself. Whenever I start thinking back, he says he needs her, tells her he loves her. Why didn't I think of that? He says he loves her and he'll never leave her. Why didn't I think of that? That love was something I could never do. Never knew that I could feel this much. But this yearning in the deep part of my heart for you is more than a reaction to your touch. It's a perfect passion, and I can't get enough. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love me. And don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you. And don't do something for me. Some heavy blows that never knock me off my feet. All you gotta do is smile at me and down I go. And baby, it's no mystery why I surrender. Girl, you got everything. The way you look, the way you laugh, the way you love with all you have. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. The way you kiss, the way you cry, the way you move when you walk by. There ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. I love your attitude, your rose tattoo, your every thought, your smile, your lips. And girl, the list goes on and on. For me, where you kiss, where you cry, where you move when you walk by, there ain't nothing about you that don't do something for me. Something where you look, where you laugh, where you love with all you have, your dance, your drive, you make me feel alive. The way you talk, where you tease, by now I think you see.
I'm Susan Littlefield. Find out the latest market news with The Final Bell weekdays at 4:30 on Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Bells are ringing, jing, jing, jingling. Santa's on his way, bringing toys to girls and boys. With him in his sleigh, snow is falling, friends are calling, spreading Christmas cheer. It's so nice when Christmas time comes around each year. Standing with the one you love, neath the mistletoe, Silent Night and Rudolph playing on your smiles on people's faces make it all so clear. It's so nice when Christmas time comes around each year.
is a happy time. Feel it in the air. Decorations, Christmas trees, and presents everywhere. Kids excited, folks delighted, all the families here. It's so nice when Christmas time comes around each year. Standing with the one you love, neath the mistletoe. Silent Night and Rudolph playing on your radio. The smiles on people's faces make it all so clear. It's so nice when Christmas time comes around each year. Yeah, it's so nice when Christmas time comes around each year.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins from the Milk Business Conference. And coming up next hour, we'll have our newsmakers segment. We'll continue our coverage from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's annual convention that was held over the weekend. Also, our ag weather forecast as well. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Closing the rural broadband gaps. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Since 1985, the League of Rural Voters has worked to help rural America develop a strong, sustainable, and resilient economy. However, that won't happen without closing the significant gaps in rural broadband coverage. Neil Ritchie, executive director of the League of Rural Voters, says the success of the Broadband Equity and Access Deployment Program, or BEAD program, is critical to getting rural Americans broadband access. The National Telecommunications and Information Administration has reviewed and approved every state's initial application to the BEAD program. Ritchie talks about what's next in the process.
There's a period of 1 year where the states will be developing their own strategies for identifying those providers that will be able to request money to fix the gaps. It's really going to be critical for us to find those providers that can actually do the job. Historically, we've had challenges trying to make sure that these investments actually deliver the results that we want. And we're taking enough time here and enough investment resources that a year should be a good enough amount of time to make a good plan. How many more tries are we going to get? How many more bites of the apple? This is probably our best chance to close this gap.
He talks about what state leaders will need to do to maximize the BEAD funds.
The key to this success of this program is making sure that the partners from the private sector that are doing the work, that are building the networks, we need to make sure that they have expertise. Building and maintaining and upgrading the networks over time is paramount. Really, the key is getting those providers that understand the unique challenges of working in rural and remote areas. It's terrain, it's weather. Increasingly, engineering solutions have to be made to solve problems. And private providers have the workforce. They have the history. They know what they're doing. That's going to be the key to success.
He says it's going to take investments as well to make this project work.
We have to continue having investments, as I said, in maintenance, innovations within the networks. The networks have to withstand not just natural and economic disasters, which we've had, but also security challenges and cybersecurity and these other things. And they have to get faster, because the sooner we can get something faster, the sooner we'll want more. Providers have to be the key to this, and ones that have demonstrated commitment to long-term investments in innovation are going to be our best bets.
For more information, go to leagueofruralvoters.org. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The spirit of the cowboy special.
Spirit comes from soul. It's not something that happens to you. It's something that happens in you.
You take pride in yourself. You take pride in your brand.
It's hard work. It's perseverance. It's dedication. And it's preserving what's old and keeping it new.
The spirit of the cowboy is the last wild free thing left.
Boot Barn, share the West.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah. And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-230-2777. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number 2. Call Term Provider at 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be windy and cold with falling temperatures today. We're going to drop down to around 0 by late this afternoon. The wind, northwest gusting to 35, will keep the wind chill below 0 all day. Tonight, breezy, clear, 4 below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 7 above. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm gonna go out dancing in the pouring rain.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnekins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. We're reporting from the Milk Business Conference going on this week. We'll have reports and interviews from the Milk Business Conference here coming up next week during the Morning Farm Report. On the way, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Steffes Group. See what's coming up for auction at steffesgroup.com. Back in 2016, the EPA lowered the approved concentration level of atrazine in the environment to 3.7 micrograms per liter, a level farm groups argued was too low for the chemical to be effective. Now the agency says it's time to make changes, and I'll have the details after this. Attention farmers, ranchers, and construction professionals. It's time to gear up for 2025. Whether you're upgrading your operation, expanding your fleet, or finding the right tools to take your business to the next level, Steffes Group has you covered. With auctions happening throughout December, you'll find a wide variety of high-quality equipment, from tractors and combines to construction machinery, trucks, and more. Bid with confidence, knowing you're working with a trusted leader in the auction industry, backed by decades of auction expertise. Go to steffesgroup.com now to check out all of the December auctions. Have items to sell? There's still time to list with Steffes Group. Whether you have one item or an entire fleet, our team is dedicated to helping you maximize your returns while reaching our extensive network of qualified buyers across the country. Visit steffesgroup.com today. That's steffesgroup.com. Yes, the Biden administration recently proposed a rule that would increase the approved application rate of atrazine, a widely used herbicide for controlling weeds in corn, sorghum, and other crops. Atrazine has long been a tool for farmers, but its use has been controversial due to its potential environmental impact. Atrazine has been a cornerstone of weed management for decades. Its ability to control difficult weeds makes it valuable for farmers managing resistance issues. The proposed rule would allow farmers to apply higher rates, which reverses reductions made during the Trump administration after concerns were raised about atrazine's impact on aquatic ecosystems, particularly small streams and rivers. The EPA cites advancements in scientific understanding and updated risk assessments as the basis for this change in proposals. Officials argue that the increased rate is necessary to ensure effective weed control, especially as herbicide resistance grows across the country. Commodity groups such as the National Corn Growers Association welcomed the proposal. They argue that it reflects a balanced approach, providing farmers with the tools they need while managing for environmental risks. A spokesperson for the association said, quote, "Atrazine remains one of the most thoroughly studied herbicides, and this change would give farmers more flexibility to tackle yield-robbing weeds effectively." However, the proposal has drawn sharp criticism from environmental groups and some public health advocates. They point to studies linking atrazine to harm in aquatic ecosystems and potential risks to human health. Lorianne Bird, environmental health director at the Center for Biological Diversity, warned, quote, "Allowing increased atrazine use is a direct threat to our waterways and drinking water supplies. This proposal prioritizes agribusiness profits over public health and environmental safety." I'll be back with more after this.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Well, farmers may soon be allowed to use a higher concentration concentration of atrazine, the coming EPA proposal is also likely to contain additional mandatory measures for farmers and watersheds with high concentrations of the chemical. Measures like grass buffer strips or conservation tillage designed to reduce runoff concerns could be required. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Steffes Group. See the farm and construction auction listings at steffesgroup.com. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Ow!
Sweetie, come here. Don't worry. I see a lot of patients with the exact same thing.
Ever since the ice skating rink went in next door?
Or is it more than
Dr. Clark's business is heating up.
So many patients need my help. How will I find time to see all of them?
They need to hire a scheduler, stat.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a walk-up with central air and a skylight, and you found it. Now, every Friday night, you get to fall asleep to the sound of your downstairs neighbor's dance parties. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Painting your nails like you were bored.
And you yelled she was sure impressed with you. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. You was laughing at me, I was doing James Dean. You was the prettiest girl I'd ever seen. When you rolled your eyes and twirled my pink paradise. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. Some girls do. Well, I ain't first class, but I ain't quite trash. I'm wild and a little crazy too. Some girls don't like boys like me. Oh, but some girls do. I said some girls do. You know some girls do. Like boys like me. You know some girls do.
Wishing you and your family a happy holiday season from all of us at Real Country 1430 WRDN.
No sleigh with a reindeer, no sack on my back. You gon' see me coming in a big black Cadillac. Oh, it's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground. Well, you'll be a real good little baby. Santa Claus is back in town. Hey, boys. Your pretty stockings, cut out the light. Santa Claus is coming down the chimney tonight. It's Christmas time, pretty baby, and the snow is falling on the ground. Hey. Well, you'll be a real good little baby. Santa Claus is back in town.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Monday, more than 230 delegates at the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation's 105th annual meeting established new policy directives for the organization. During the dairy discussion, delegates voted in support of increased transparency in milk pricing by requiring all entities that purchase milk to provide detailed and accessible breakdowns of milk checks to their producers. Delegates updated Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation policy to no longer include support for the sale of raw milk. Delegates also voted in support of a uniform clarification of regulation and restrictions on dairy farmers and requiring dairy inspectors to sign off with farm owners to clarify any marks. In federal dairy policy, delegates supported mandatory price reporting from all processors for federal orders. Delegates also supported to vote the Wisconsin Youth Apprenticeship Program, the support of the use of biofuels and blended biofuels year-round, oppose efforts to allow unrestricted foreign ownership of Wisconsin farmland, and supported increased investment in research and development aimed at identifying sustainable and environmentally beneficial solutions for agricultural plastics, ensuring responsible management and reduction of environmental impacts. The USDA Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service announced the start of its national milk testing strategy to address H5N1 infections in U.S. dairy herds. The measure builds on steps already taken by USDA and its federal and state partners since H5N1 was first found in dairy cattle in March of 24. The federal order and guidance requires that unpasteurized milk samples nationwide be shared with USDA for testing. The guidance was developed with significant input from state, veterinary, and public health officials and will facilitate comprehensive H5N1 surveillance of the nation's milk supply and dairy herds. The new federal order requires sharing raw milk samples upon request from any entity responsible for a dairy farm, such as a milk transporter, transfer station, or processing facility. It also requires owners with positive cattle to provide information that enables contact tracing. Finally, it will require labs and veterinarians to report positive tests to USDA. U.S. beef and pork exports posted year-over-year increases in October. That, according to USDA data compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation, beef exports during October totaled 105,000 metric tons, up 1% from last year, while the value jumped 3% to $860.4 million. From January through October, beef export value was 4% higher than last year at $8.68 billion, despite a 2% drop in volume to 1.066 million metric tons. Pork exports reached 252,411 metric tons in the month, 3% higher than last year, while value also rose 3% to $710.4 million. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association has thanked the Senate for passing the Federal Disaster Tax Relief Act last week. In addition to providing much-needed relief to victims of hurricanes, the legislation will provide tax relief for cattle producers who received payments due to wildfires. Those payments were counted as taxable income, meaning producers who had already suffered from disasters were hurt again by having their relief payments taxed. It only adds pain to the destruction when the payments meant to help you recover come with a tax bill, said NCBA President Mark Eiley. With the devastating hurricanes and wildfires the cattle industry suffered over the past several years, helping producers stay in business is NCBA's top priority. The act addresses limitation in casualty losses and allows producers to take greater deductions for disaster-related losses. The bill passed the House, so it heads to the president's desk for his signature. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins reporting from the Milk Business Conference. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be windy and cold with falling temperatures today. We're going to drop down to around zero by late this afternoon. The wind, northwest gusting to 35, will keep the wind chill below zero all day. Tonight, breezy, clear, four below. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of seven above. Celebrate the holidays with a Hallmark-style Christmas in Alexandria, Minnesota. You can find out more at explorealex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'll bet you never heard old Marshall Dillon say, "Miss Kitty, have you ever thought of running away? Settling down, would you marry me? If I ask you twice and beg you pretty please." She'd have said yes in a New York minute. They never tied a knot, his heart wasn't in it. He just stole a kiss as he rode away. He never hung his hat up at Kitty's place. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope. Six shooter riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. I might have had a sidekick with a funny name, running wild through the hills, chasing Jesse James, ending up on the brink of danger, riding shotgun for the Texas Rangers. Go west, young man, haven't you been told? California's full of whiskey, women and gold, sleeping out all night beneath the desert stars, with a dream in my eye and a prayer in my heart. I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride, wearing my six shooter, riding my pony on a cattle drive, stealing a young girl's hearts, just like Gene and Roy, singing those campfire songs. Oh, I should have been a cowboy. Should have